Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hi.
Hi. Great day. It's
a great, great. You know, the wife's working out right now, so I can be as loud as I want.
That's right. Start banging some pots and pans together. Get an air horn.
Woo! 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 Six. What time is it? 6:24.
She's going to come down and beat the hell out of you, man. Like, shut.
She's like, I'm not working out this one. Oh.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought it was, it's Wednesday. It's not workout Thursday.
Sorry, honey.
Sorry. Okay, well, while you're continuing to anger your wife, let's keep sports going right now.
Time for Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stacking your fridges.
Here. Damn it.
Is she angry? Is she mad now?
She is here. I forgot. Yeah.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stacking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So even if you are thirsty, you ain't going to be thirsty. Mm-hmm. You kidding me? Come on now.
Mm-hmm. All right. In murdering this morning, Hunter's wife didn't make it to workout class.
That's it. You're dead.
Oh, no, dude. Oh, no. All right. Here we go. Major League Baseball, last night, Tigers beat the Cardinals 4-3. White Sox beat the Blue Jays 5-2. Rockies and the Cubs were postponed during a massive storm last night. Dude, oh my God.
Yeah.
Came through. I'm sure they weren't playing baseball in that last night.
The same storm that had Hunter sitting by his window going, whoa.
I think the wife was getting annoyed last night.
Whoa, honey, whoa.
It was like a child.
Whoa.
But did you see that one? Did you see that one?
Yes,
it was over there.
Yes, honey, I saw it. Yes.
Get your camera. Hey, get your camera.
Yeah, no, that's yes, honey, I've seen lightning.
You got your camera. You grab your camera.
Right there. Yeah, no, that's, yep. No, I've seen it. That's good. Very good, Hunter. Very good.
You got to get a video. If you get a video of this.
We'll get.
So annoyed last night.
We'll get
night.
Video of the next one. Yeah, that's good. That's good, dear. Yes, that's very good. As she's filling out.
You got to get a video, then you just screenshot it. That's how you get the picture.
Sitting there going, yeah, that's great, Hunter. As she's filling out divorce papers right there. That's good.
And she's sharpening her knife. That's what she's doing. All right, moving on. Let's talk about some more baseball, mate. Minor league pitcher Edward Cabrera's big league dream came true on Sunday, Brock, and it was caught on camera. The 23-year-old Miami Marlins flame-throwing prospect was expecting a day off on Monday, but then his manager dropped the big news on him that he was being called up to the show.
Oh, the big show.
Yeah, he'd be making his major league's debut tonight against the Washington Nationals. Could you imagine? 6'5", native of the Dominican Republic, throws in the high 90s and is averaging around 14 strikeouts per 9 innings. Still, though, dude, it's like the day of. That's a big stage, especially being a pitcher. You know, it's like that play. It's like a pop quiz, you know, you didn't study for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what? Okay. I don't care how good you are, man. When you just here's the thing, you know, you're thrown into the. It's not like you're the backup QB. You know, you're gonna go there and watch. No, you're gonna go there and play, man.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's. I mean, could you? I'm sure he's sat in on big games. He's probably been a part of some very impressive games. But then when you get that call and it's the majors and it goes from like, maybe 25,000 fans to 60,000 fans, 70,000, like, oh my God, this is very intense. There's a lot of people.
Butterflies.
Wait, how many
stomach,
people are
man.
Watching at home? Wait, what was that number again? I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up. This is insane. Yeah. That was kind of like.
I had to do a play one time that my dad had to do for his church, and it was kind of like a pop-up. He's like, hey, man, you got to do it tonight. And it was only like two lines that I had to learn. Dude, I almost threw up before this play that like nine people were at. I don't know what it was, though, but it was. It was just like, hey, you got to do it tonight.
Yeah.
It was that part of it that I was like, dude.
Yes, Hunter, you doing this play for your dad's church is very similar to a guy going and pitching in the major leagues.
That's what I was trying to get to, though. Like, I get nervous for that. Could you imagine going into the underneath of the lights and the screaming fans?
Yeah, that's how it was when I got the call to do the job here, to do the morning show. I'm like, I made it. I made it to the big leagues. Here we go. I was just I was a lowly night guy, and now here I am. It's time for my big shot. It's time for my big shot in the show. And then I blew it.
Those weren't screaming fans, Brock. Those are screaming crickets.
Oh, good for
different,
you. Good.
Different sound.
Good. You happy with that? You happy with what you just said? You son of a bitch.
Anyway. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, don't blow it. You're in the big leagues, man.
Nice. Nice.
Moving on. Skateboarding. I got a quick skateboarding story here for you before we leave. Legendary skater Tony Hawk. You know that guy. You've heard of him. He's got a brand new line of boards featuring his blood. What? Limited edition blood-infused skateboard is a collaboration with the canned water company Liquid Death. Features the brand's, I know, it's the Thirst Executioner. That's what it's called. It's a character set against a blood-red background. And the color was created by taking a vial of Hawk's actual blood and making it with red paint. Company claims that the process ensures that there's a piece of Tony's DNA in every board. Jeez, dude. You know what? The guy did a 10-8 or 900. Right?
I don't know. I don't get into the whole, you know, Kiss did this same kind of thing with some comic books back in like the 70s where they each did like a drop of blood into like the printer ink that was used to make their Kiss comic books. And I get it. There's some diehard fans out there, but Do you need the blood of your idols? Like, that seems very creepy to me, right?
All right. I've never really ranted about this. I don't think I've ever really told anybody this before. But Tony Hawk, great skateboarding, man. Everybody knows. He changed the sport. He made skateboarding what it is.
Ooh. I feel
kind
like
of a dick. He's kind of a dick.
Okay, what are you basing this?
He's a dick. Dude, I'm just going to say, maybe I'll be the first one saying this. You know, he's a dick. I'm sorry. He's always kind of smuggy. He's got this thing where he like when like people are laughing around him, like he's laughing, but he's not really laughing. You know, he's like faking it kind of. I don't know.
Do you?
He just has this aura around him that every time I see him in an interview, he's always just kind of smug. He's always just kind of like he laughs and he has fun, but he's just like, hang on a second. There's something there.
Are you saying this like, does it come from a place like, all right, Tony Hawk, You're just a skateboarder. You didn't cure cancer. Tone it down a little bit. Is it kind of like that?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Kind of. And you know what? It's probably not his fault because it's the people around him, you know, putting him up on that pedestal. Which, dude, I understand. He's given a lot of money out to charities. He's done a lot. He really has. Can't take that away from the guy.
Yeah.
But.
He's just kind of a dick about it.
That's kind of a dick.
He's just kind of, you know. Kind of got that, like, all right, he knows he's a big deal. And
hear me out.
Yeah.
All right. So now that you know this, now that you've heard this, that Tony Hawk potentially could be a dick.
All right.
Look an interview up on YouTube with that in the back of your mind. You'll be like, you know, Hunter was right. He is kind of a little smuggy.
A little dickish. Okay. Okay.
Right.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're right. I think this is an interesting point of view. I'll be honest. In my whole 35 years on this planet, I don't think I've ever gone the conversation of, hey, by the way, Tony Hawk's kind of a dick, you know?
Somehow he's kind of avoided it, you know? But you know what? Can't get past me, buddy boy. You know? You're a dick.
Hey, because so I guess you kind of look at, like, how can a laid-back skateboarding guy, X Game guy, be a dick? Well, it's possible. Possible.
Okay.
Well. Good enough.
There you go. That's your 6 a.m. sports this morning. Sorry, Tony.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Yeah.
727 Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Make your knees touch your elbows.
Doesn't make any sense. All right, we got to get right to it. It is time for your 7 a.m. sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, huh, I'm thirsty, guess what? You won't be thirsty anymore. They got you.
Anymore.
No. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to let you rant here for a second. I'm going to tell you this story. I'm going to see how you feel about it.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is another one. You're going to be like, oh,
no.
Boy, here we
All
go.
Right. What do we got?
Mac Jones. You may or may not know who that is. Mac Jones has a chance to separate himself in the New England Patriots quarterback competition. So, Cam Newton, Mac Jones, kind of going back and forth.
Yes.
Trying to decide who's going to play this year. Well, this is what Bill Belichick says.
It is.
Coach Belichick said Tuesday when asked if Sunday's preseason finale against the New York Giants is a good opportunity for the rookie passer According to NBC Sports, Boston Belichick added,
"Look, our entire team has opportunities every day."
That's what he said.
That's pretty good, Belichick. That's pretty good, Belichick.
The Patriots announced Monday that quarterback Cam Newton would be away from practice, the practice field, until Thursday due to a misunderstanding regarding COVID-19 protocols. An important member of the Patriots organization believes the situation has opened a window of opportunity for Mac Jones. This is what Belichick said when he was asked on Tuesday.
We evaluate everything in the way we always do based on the information we have. Best of luck to all the teams and everybody around this organization.
That's what he said.
Spot on, Belichick. I like it. I like it. So what's your question for me here? What do we got?
So your question is, I just wanted you to rant about Cam Newton.
Once again,
there's always something with this guy.
Always something. No, I mean, perfect. So I don't even need to say anything. Everyone knows where I stand. I hate Cam Newton. I think he's a baby. I think here's a guy that's been given all sorts of talent. I'm sure has worked for it and done his part, but he got to a level, and for some reason, he turned into some prima donna baby back bitch. And what misunderstanding is there about COVID? What is it? He was probably doing something he knew he wasn't supposed to do, probably exposed himself or at least risked it, even though they have set things in line. No, sit on the bench. I hope this rookie comes in and crushes it. I hope he crushes it. I hope Matt Cam Newton sits on the bench. Yeah. Yeah, I hope he does. I hope he does.
You know, wasn't he given an opportunity to come to the Patriots? Like, nobody wanted him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Nobody wanted him.
Yeah.
And then the Pats were like, all right, hey, you know, we're going to give you a shot here. And then he sucked, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I just. No, come on, man.
It was a miscommunication. There was no miscommunication. Is that he was horsing around just being Cam Newton, and that's it. And I hope he doesn't start the rest of the season. I hope Mac Jones comes in. It's his time to shine, and I hope he crushes it. And Cam Newton never takes another snap in the NFL ever again. Ever.
There you go. So I just wanted to let you know what was going on over there in New England and let you rant for a little bit.
Cam Newton. That's what I'll say right there. That's it. I'll leave it at that.
I know we're running short on time, but I got one last story here for you. Skateboarding. We talked a little bit about this last hour. Legendary skater Tony Hawk has a new line of boards which feature his blood. What? The limited edition blood-infused skateboard is a collaboration with the canned water company Liquid Death. Jeez, dude. Scary. It features the brand's it's the Thirst Executioner. That's what it's called. The character set against a blood red background. The color was created by taking a vial of Hawk's actual blood and mixing it with red paint. The company claims the process ensures that there's a piece of Tony's DNA in every board.
Do we need it? Is this something that's necessary? You know, I mentioned this last hour. Kiss did the same thing back in the 70s with their comic book. They each did a drop of blood in the ink, and then it was a special edition. Pretty sure the album for Metallica, Load and Reload, the cover of that
conspiracy theory.
No, it's
blood
real.
Blood and semen.
No, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's not from them, though. It's from the artist. They just took the art. It was artwork done by this guy. And that's what they used. But, yeah, it really is that, though. It really is that. Dude. Which, again, do we need this? And is that really art? You know? Is that the kind of thing? Look, I tell you what. I got some free time, all right? If you want me to.
You got plenty to donate.
If that's all it takes to be on an album cover or make some art and make some money, I got the time, okay?
All right. Bring out the canvas. Here we go.
Here we go. So I don't know if we need this. It's not necessary. But, hey, to each their own. To each their own.
Hey, real quick, Tony Hawk's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
I ran it on it pretty hard last hour, and I'm not going to, you know. But you know what? He gives a lot to charity. He did a lot for skateboarding. The guy does a lot. I get it.
Look.
But just look up an interview with Tony Hawk, and with that thought in the back of your head, you'll be like, you know, he is. He's kind of smuggy.
And Hunter, I think it's great you bring that up, that he's given a lot to charity and this and that, but that doesn't mean the guy still can't be a dick. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's just because you do good deeds, you can go pick up trash on the side of the highway, you know, for for, you know, Earth Day. That doesn't mean you're still not a jerk at times. Whatever. It's fine.
Absolutely.
It's fine. Yeah.
I'm sure you've never heard that out there, but you know what? Take that with you today, and go do some of your own investigating. Tony Hawk might be a dick.
Yeah. Just a small dick. He's just a little dick, you know. Not like a major dick. Just, you know, kind of, you know.
Not like an old guy at the clubhouse, you know, on a Ritchie golf course.
Like,
you know,
2-3 times a week, he's dickish. That's what it is. That's what we got.
There you go.
All right. That it?
That's it.
Good enough for me.
For you this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.